Chapter 2 My Mother's Cookery Journal. Betty could not forget that her father was in tight papers. She was constantly revolving in her mind schemes for his relief. But what could a girl of 17 do? A boarding school education was not a particularly good preparation for teaching. Moreover, she had quietly ascertained that there were no vacancies in the village school, and she knew she could not leave home to teach elsewhere. She carefully went over all the opportunities offered by the village, but could not hit on a feasible plan. Literature beckoned her. After the talk with her mother, she spent several days in her room, looking over the literary productions that had received the highest marks at the Pines. Betty's room was very pretty, and she had a knack for making it not only immaculately clean, but bright and attractive. A long recessed window with cushioned seat overlooked the bay, while a side window towards the west opened into a quaint old garden. Besides the white bed, the low dressing table, and the chest of drawers of bird's-eye maple, a series of bookshelves stood in a shallow alcove filled with a queer but beloved assortment of books, old and new, the shabby old ones with childish dog's ears and their pictures kissed into blurs, the new ones still gay with spotless covers and maidenly bookmarks. Above her writing desk hung a picture that represented an epoch. Her class with their graduating gowns billowing around them, and in each gloved right hand a diploma. A Russian samovar, a pair of tall brass candlesticks, and a green vase filled with sweet peas topped the bookshelves with a background of photographs of her schoolmates. Then there was her table, at which she did her serious writing, drawn close to the window. It was heaped with papers and had a literary look, she said. A blue and white school flag hung loyally next to her father's college emblem over the doorway, and souvenirs of the Pines, pillows, pictures, and books were on every hand. On this June afternoon, a late number of the Atlantic Monthly lay on the window seat. "Father thinks highly of this," she said half aloud. She took it up and settled.